בסייעתא דשמיא אדוני, שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. Besides talking to Hashem for our material needs, it is very worthwhile focusing also on our spiritual needs. We know that Hashem created us just to give us His goodness, and that happens ultimately in the next world, Olam Haba. And ultimately we're in this world just to earn the next world. So we can ask Hashem to help us be successful in earning the next world. Let's take an example. Being angry is not a good thing. It's actually a sin. The Gemara says that it's actually tantamount to idol worship. We got to believe that. The Gemara says that, we got to believe that. It's no small thing to become angry. Okay, but I'm a human being. I get angry. I can ask Hashem to help. I can also learn all the books about anger, and there is a time and place for that. But if one doesn't first go to Hashem, ultimately one is believing that they are in control. When one realizes that they're limited, they can ask Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, I'm really struggling with this trait of anger. Every time my child irritates me with this one thing, I just get so frustrated with him. Hashem, I don't want to be that way. Please, I'm asking you with all my heart. I believe that you can help me. Please help me, Hashem, to not be angry, to not respond with anger, to rather respond with love, and to realize that if they're doing that to me, there must be a reason, something you want me to learn. Please help me to be able to accept it with love and to not show feelings of anger or frustration. At times, a person can feel angry with Hashem. Hashem, how could this have happened in my life? How could they have died so young? I may not understand, Hashem, and I'm feeling angry at the moment. I don't want to be angry at you, but I have to tell you the truth. I'm feeling angry at the moment. I don't want to feel this way. Please help me. I know, based on what I know from when I'm not feeling this way, that I shouldn't be angry with you, that you only do good to me. Please, Hashem, help me to feel the truth. Help me to understand how you just love me and you only do good for me. Help me not to be angry with you. And the list is endless. Let's say one of the major struggles for a male is the attraction to women. Women they're not supposed to be looking at. And it's a challenge. Okay, it's a mitzvah. It's a very important mitzvah. To the point that the more one gets entrenched in the lust for women, in sinning with one's eyes or in other ways, the more the concept of what's called timtum halev grows, and this person naturally feels less of a want to connect with Hashem, even if you show them every proof in the book. Now it's very important to try to avoid sin. So what does one do? One can learn about it. One can seek advice. One can get Das Torah. At the same time, the most potent thing, in addition to the other things, but ideally should be first, one can talk to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam. You created woman. Many women are very, very beautiful. You gave me eyes. I'm able to see them. That's the way you want me to live in a world where women exist. Hashem, it's very difficult for me not to look at beautiful women because they're attractive. I ask you with all my heart, I don't want to sin, not in this way, not in other ways. Please, Hashem, please, I beg you with all my heart. Please, Hashem, can you help me not to have to succumb to sin? Please help me to get stronger in my fear of heaven. Please help me to be able to do what I need to do to manage in the world but not succumb to this type of sin. What a schus to be able to reach out to Hashem, the source of anything and everything, anywhere, anytime, any place. We can always talk to Hashem.